left.
I'm gonna run a minute from this fridge. Mr. Allen, there's a... Thank you, Mr. Owen. Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, August the 14th. We are here for a city council work session discussing the tentative budget presentation. Present today is City Manager Matthew Brower, Councilman Jay Musley, Councilman John McLeod, Councilwoman Mary Sue Rich, Councilman Daniel Owen, and myself, Councilwoman Susie Heimbuckle. Mayor Kent Gwynn is absent. I will turn it over to the City Manager.
Thank you, Council President, and we appreciate your time this afternoon to begin winding down the budget development process. I'm going to turn the time over to our Chief Financial Officer, who is going to take you through this afternoon's presentation. And before I do that, let me invite council members that at any time you have any questions, comments, concerns, let us know so we can circle back and, of course, address those as quickly as we possibly can. Otherwise, I'm going to turn it over to our Chief Financial Officer.
Thank you, Matt. Mrs. Kelly had to step away for a family emergency, so I'm going to drive us through this today. I've got my trusty budget people behind me in case we need some specific questions. They'll be happy to jump in and provide any answers. This is our fifth budget workshop. This is the preliminary budget workshop. If you recall, we've been through a series of budget workshops, today being the 14th is the preliminary one. We still have two public hearings left, one on September 4th at 5:05, which we'll be reading the tentative budget, and then on September the 18th, which is our second public hearing, where we'll do our final budget reading. As we recall, we've been through the budget format workshop where we talked about some of our assumptions that we'll be building the 2013 budget on. We went through the capital projects and the replacement and renewal fund, the general fund and the ancillary funds, and we've been through the enterprise funds. So now we're bringing all those back, and all the changes that council has implemented or suggested or required, we have implemented those into the budgets. Today we'll really focus more on the general fund budget. All the other budgets, the enterprise funds, all are balanced, and you've seen those numbers. There's been no changes to those. But we did have, as you recall from our July 10th workshop, we did have a deficit in our general fund budget, and we'll show you how we've worked out that deficit. The fiscal year 13 budget is balanced using the rollback rate of 6.1502. That's the numeric calculated rollback rate. There are no fee increases or rate increases projected from any of the enterprise funds. There's no raises in the budget. The health insurance rate rose by 2%, and the city has implemented a wellness incentive that will guarantee a premium rate hold for employees who participate in that wellness incentive.
John, take just a moment and describe that, if you will, what that actually means.
What that means is that contribution, city's contribution to the health insurance has rose by 2%. And the incentive is if employees go get an HRA, a health assessment, then they will not participate in that upside of that premium increase. The city's absorbed the increase in pension contributions, and the general fund reserve cash balance forward is fully funded at the 20% rate. All the enterprise funds are balanced to revenues to expenditures, with the exception of the golf fund. And the golf fund receives a transfer from the general fund. And as you know, golf has just went to a management contract, so we have provided a budget. It's my understanding that the Billy Casper Golf is required to provide us a budget by September the 1st, and so we'll incorporate that next year once the budget rolls over. We'll incorporate their budget in that management contract. The savings from the bond debt refinancing have been incorporated into the budget. As you recall, this is one of our seven strategies for balancing the budget. The interfund transfers have been adjusted accordingly to balance the budget. Specifically, as we go through the strategy to balance the general fund budget, you'll see the increase or the transfer from the 1/8 mil police and fire fund. And we've had a blend of 3% and 10% reduction options, and they have been incorporated into the budget. The savings from the VSEP, I believe we're at 26 now with the August 23rd deadline coming up. They have participated in that program right now, and every effort has been made to provide an open and transparent document. The budget document will be submitted this year for GFOA's award, which is something we haven't done in a few years, and we plan on sending our budget document in and hope to get the GFOA award for the budget. The seven strategies we used for the fiscal year 2012-2013 budget, the blueprint to fiscal sustainability is an ongoing process. As you'll recall, we had three committees that we've looking at for cost savings: a uniform committee, a revenue audit committee, and a duplication of services committee. And all those committees are still active and still moving forward. We hope to see some of those reductions in the 2013 budget. The 3% and 10% budget reductions, which are completed because it's already incorporated into the general fund budget. The 911 communication consolidation is one of our strategies, and that's ongoing. Pension reform is also ongoing. The debt refinancing is complete. We were able to refinance and refund our 2002 capital improvement bonds. That resulted in an average of $121,000 a year in savings for the next 10 years. The interfund transfers are still ongoing, and the voluntary separation incentive is complete to this point, with the exception of the ones who may take it before the August 23rd deadline. So the question is, what's next? And as we see in the permanent and temporary fixes, what's next is we're still looking at as permanent solutions to fund the gap in between the budget revenues and expenditures. The 911 consolidation, we think we'll be able to save some money there. The pension reform and the blueprint committees, we think, are going to be ongoing. Some of the temporary fixes that we've used this year, as you will see, we've used a total of $2.6 million from the 1/8 mil police and fire fund. We took the $300,000 800 megahertz payment and moved it out of the general fund into the 586 renewal and replacement fund. And we moved about $600,000 of OPD's expenses from to the police and trust and agency fund.
John, before you go on, go back just for a moment, and you might hit this again later on. I apologize if I'm redundant. If you'll notice under temporary fixes, the very first bullet point, transfer of $2.6 million. Just so you understand, that's a one-time revenue source. So going into fiscal year 14, that's the deficit number right now that we're going to have to figure out how to close going to the subsequent fiscal year. In other words, we're using $2.6 million of one-time revenue sources this year to get the budget to balance. And so over the next year, we're going to have to figure out how to close that. And of course, the permanent solutions are part of how we anticipate doing just that.
This is a spreadsheet that you saw during the July 10th General Fund workshop. And I just show this to you as a reference point or a beginning point. As you recall, we had a $2.28 million deficit. Expenditures over revenues, and at that time staff had recommended a number of strategies to close that gap. Some of those strategies being permanent strategies and some of those strategies being temporary strategies. If you'll recall, staff's direction from that July 10th council meeting was to use a combination of OPD reductions, 800 megahertz transfer payment, and to delay the fire station and transfer money from the 1/8 police and fire trust fund. The next slide, I'm going to walk you through the strategies and how we close that $2.2 million gap. The OPD reductions since the last workshop have totaled $366,000. The 800 megahertz payment was $303,000, and we're now transferring, in addition to the $1 million that's in there in the 1/8 mil police and trust, or I'm sorry, fire and police fund, we're going to transfer another $1.68 million to close that gap. Since our last workshop, we've had estimates from DOR, and DOR is estimating that our CST tax that we used in that July 10th workshop is going to come in at $116,000 less than what we anticipated, so we had to make up for that. And then some miscellaneous corrections. If you recall from the workshop, we found there was an error in the council's budget for health insurance, and we've corrected that. Council also told us to go back and put a salary increase for for a city employee, or city clerk employee. We've done that. During the first budget workshop, we had reduced one of the VSEP positions in Rec and Park and have since learned that we need to reinstate that, so that's the $49,000. We went back and rebalanced our allocation to our risk insurance fund, and that's an additional increase. We had an increase in the golf transfer. As you'll recall, last time we had about $240,000 in there. We've had to increase that by $68,000. And then the change in reserves comes up to a miscellaneous of $46,000. So with the 2.28 million and the OPD reductions, the 800 megahertz reduction are moving to the renewal and replacement fund, the increase in the transfer from the police and fire fund, and as we delay the fire station, the decrease in CST revenues and the miscellaneous corrections have brought us to a current deficit of zero. So if you'll go back and look at the spreadsheet, this is just a recap of what you saw in the July 10th general fund workshop. You can see now currently we have current revenues. We have a cash balance forward of 16.5 million, current revenues of 48.75 million, transfers in of 15.6 million for a total of revenues and transfers in of 64,134,333. And when you compare that to expenditures of $60,497,450 and transfers out of $3.6 million, our expenditures are $64,134,333. That closes that gap, and we do not have a budget gap at this point. If you have any questions or concerns or specific questions, I'd be happy to answer anything you may have.
Any questions for Mr. Leggy? Thank you.
That's all staff has at this time, and so we'll go ahead and turn the dialogue back to City Council.
I guess we need a question, don't we? Mr. Leggy, the 2.6 million, that's where we're going to start off next year. Did I understand that correctly?
Yeah, we're using $2.6 million as a transfer from the 1/8 Police and Fire Fund, and we would have that's a one-time revenue source. And so next year we'll start that 2.6 plus the $600,000 that we transferred out of the general fund into the Police and Trust and Agency Fund and the $300,000 that we moved into the 586
fund. And that's where we try to implement some of those permanent fixes that you discussed.
Yes, sir. The pension reform, the 911 consolidation, the results from the Blueprint Committee, we anticipate that they'll reduce expenditures and try to close that $300,000.
And the 911, is that at the present time, the figures, is that for fire only?
That's for fire only. Okay. Probably and we're going through that process now, but the last estimate we did was about
$500,000. Well, I just wanted to be clear in my mind exactly.
Fire only, yes.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And of course, that's contingent. That 2.6 is contingent on revenues not weakening anymore. If they weaken more than what they are this year, of course, that gap's going to grow a little bit more.
Right. You mean taxes?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not.
Then okay. Anyone else have anything? Are there any public comments on the budget?
Like to make a public comment.
Okay, Mr.
I just want to commend staff for all the hard work. I mean, you know,
I'm sure.
To be able to balance a budget in these days and times, given that task, that was quite a feat. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people put time and effort in that, and I just want to say thank you as a citizen, not just as a council member, but it means a lot.
Well, let me give credit where credit is due. Mm-hmm. If you look out to the audience and see all the people there, they had a hand one or the other in that process. And so I extend to my appreciation to each of you for a job well done. Thank you.
Mr. Mayor.
I've got a question to John. Why wouldn't the delay in the fire station be also considered a one-time revenue source?
That is what we're talking about. That's the $1.6 million plus the $1 million that we had already incorporated into
okay.
the budget.
Yeah.
All right. What direction do you need from us?
John, what's the next step in the process?
The next step will be the September 14th preliminary reading of the budget, and then followed by the September 18th final reading.
And can you tell me when do we set the millage rate?
We'll look at that on September 4th, and we'll do the final on September 18th. That'll be the final reading and the final study.
So the next thing we'll have regarding the budget will be that on the September 4th?
Yeah, it'll be the tentative budget and the tentative millage, and then we'll come back with the final budget and the final millage on September 18th.
Okay. All right. There's nothing further. We will adjourn the workshop. And we're clear till 4:30. So take a little break, have a drink of water. Or something strong here.
I was like, can we just stop and have a drink?